We got the best listeners in the world.
We do.
Without a doubt.
Man, we got a surprise call the other day from Dave asking, hey, do you guys like lasagna?
Who doesn't, Dave?
Right. And I even saw something funny on Facebook. Forget the Christmas traditions, the Christmas cookies. Just bake me a lasagna.
Yes.
And Dave did so.
He just randomly called. You just randomly called us, Dave, and said, do you guys like lasagna? Yep. And then you just showed up here with two very heavy lasagna. How much does each one of these weigh?
I don't know.
Say 100 pounds.
Between the two pans, there's 7 pounds of meat. So.
Well, 7 pounds of meat between the two pans in there. Then you got your cheese, you got your sauce. There's a lot of cheese. The cheese, I feel bad, is sticking to the top of the aluminum foil on there. You got to scrape it off on there. Oh, my God.
That was your secret, too. You don't use ricotta.
Nope.
What did you tell us?
I use regular cottage cheese, and then I spice it up differently than everybody else.
Okay.
So I was telling you, 'cause you were saying, Seth, that your husband doesn't like ricotta.
Correct.
And the problem with ricotta is it's like a cat's tongue.
Yep.
It's kind of sandpapery. So I don't even like cottage cheese. I use cottage cheese because it melts better. It melts a bit more uniform.
Dave, what did we do to deserve such a special treat? You baking lasagna and cookies, bringing in your granddaughters to...
Adorable grandkids.
Well, it's the season of giving.
It's giving season.
So are you a professional cook? Are you a caterer?
No, I'm just a person that comes and cooks when I feel like cooking. I cook when I'm in Green Bay, I cook for 60, 70 people at the house.
Just lasagna, Dave.
Oh.
Wow.
Every game, open game up there, I cook for that many, at least every game.
Really?
LSU was about 100 when LSU was up there.
Are you retired now?
No.
All kinds of free time, and I give my wife a hard time when I cook dinner. And I'm like, hey, you can do the dishes. I already cooked dinner. This guy over here is like, no, I'm just going to go ahead and cook everybody lasagnas. I do this. I do that. I take care of the grandkids.
Yeah. I enjoy it. That's all.
That's
like cooking
great.
Supposedly, I've never got an official letter, but supposedly I won the Chicago Italian Fest down there.
Really?
Yes, I was making it for a guy in up in the Dells area, and he took it down there.
Oh,
of course,
God.
When you win, you have to take a recipe with you.
Well,
he didn't have the recipe, so I didn't win nothing at all.
But it was your lasagna? Yeah.
I'm going to Chicago this weekend.
What do you think, Jackson?
I'll get some stuff worked out for you because this lasagna, I already just took a bite, is amazing.
Yay! I just are being such a role model for your granddaughters, too, showing what this season is all about and giving to others and giving us lasagna, the best gift ever.
Mm. Yeah.
Your girls are in here. You want to say hi? Here, come on the radio real quick. Say your name.
Hi, my name's Autumn, and I'm 8 years old.
And you brought us something, too. What was the thing that you made in one of these containers?
Cookies.
Oh, my God. It's the best day for Christmas ever. And then who's the other little one we got there?
Yeah, come on over. Say your name.
My name is Elena, and I help make the cookies.
Yes. And you have a special message to say to your mommy right now, because she's in the hospital with a very exciting member of your family. What just happened to you
guys? A baby girl!
Wow!
Christmas Eve baby! Well, thank you guys so much for spending the day after Christmas with us, bringing us this homemade lasagna, and definitely cheering us up, really.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, too. After this, I'm going to be pregnant with lasagna.
Yes.
I'm going to definitely look like I'm with lasagna.